This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called How to Get Through What You're Going Through. In this study, Pastor Rick and Kay Warren share biblical wisdom and their life experiences to help you find God's path to peace in even the most difficult seasons of life. First, if you or someone you know needs some powerful Bible-based encouragement, then stay with us, because in a few minutes we're going to tell you about the Journey Toward Hope guided Bible study. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God and renew your sense of hope. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called How We're Getting Through.
Since mental illness took Matthew's life, one of the passages of the Bible that has encouraged me the most is 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I want to begin with it today. It's there on your outline. Verses 3 to 11. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort others with the same comfort that we've received from God. In other words, we go through problems, God comforts us, and then we pass it on. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we're distressed, it's for your salvation. And if we're comforted, it's for your comfort. Our hope, now I want you to notice this sentence, our hope for you is firm because we know. We're going to come back to that. Our hope is firm because we know. Our hope for you is firm because we know that just as you have shared in our sufferings, so also you will share in our comfort. Now, we don't want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the hardships that we have suffered. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure. This is Paul talking here. Far beyond our ability to endure. So that we despaired even of life itself. In other words, I'm so depressed, I'm ready to kick the bucket. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm ready to give up and die. That's depression. We despaired even of life itself. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. And he has delivered us, and we've set our hope on him that he will continue to deliver us as you help us, as you help us by your prayers. Then, Paul says, many will give thanks to God for the gracious favor granted to us in answer to your many prayers. I love that last sentence. Then many will give thanks to God for the gracious favor granted to us in answer to your many prayers. Now let's go back to the text. Look at that on your outline. And I want you to circle three phrases. I put them in caps. Our hope is firm because we know. Would you circle those? Our hope is firm because we know. And what I want to say is that what you know is what you get, what gets you through in life. You might write that down. What you know is what gets you through. If you don't know the right things, when the rogue winds of life come and the tsunamis of life come, you're gonna fall over, you're gonna cave, you're gonna crumble. And when the great tragedies and the losses of life, which are inevitable, come into your life, if you don't know the right truths, you're not gonna stand spiritually strong. What you know is what gets you through. Probably the question I've been asked more than any other question is, how is your family getting through this? And the answer is, it's because of what we know. Because our lives are not built on the shifting sands of popularity and popular culture, which changes every month. But our lives are built on rock solid bedrock truth of the Bible, so that no matter what hits us, we have a solid foundation. We know some unchanging truths. Today, I want to just mention three of those truths. If ever you needed to take notes, it's this week.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Life can sometimes be challenging, isolating, and painful. Do you or someone you know need some powerful encouragement right now? Then let me tell you about The Journey Toward Hope. This guided Bible study book takes you on a journey to discover the five truths about who you are. You are loved. You have a purpose. You belong. You have a choice. And you are needed. This full-color vegan leather study tool is filled with scriptures, prayers, exercises, spaces to journal, and personal stories to help you uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and teach you how to maintain and bolster that hope for a lifetime. We'll send you your very own copy of Journey Toward Hope when you give a gift today to Daily Hope to take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And be sure to let us know the call letters of this station. Thank you so much for your support.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, I don't like to say this is your pastor because I love you, but you're going to go through tough times. And you too will experience major losses in life. There is no growth without change. There is no change without loss. There is no loss without pain. And there is no pain without grief. You're going to go through losses in life. And you need to know these things that we're going to talk about this morning, and you need to remember them to make it through. How do you get through what you're going through? Let's get right into it. Number one, the first thing we know is this. We know that life doesn't make sense. We know that. Life doesn't make sense, but we know we can have peace because we know God is with us and He loves us. Life doesn't make sense, but we can still have peace because we know God is with us and God loves us. Now, you have noticed, I'm sure, that life is often confusing. There are a lot more questions than answers, and there are a lot of unanswered questions. And the truth is, we simply don't know why things happen the way they do, and we're not gonna know. But we're always asking the question, why? Why is this happening? Why is this happening now? Why is this happening to me? Why? Why did my husband walk out on me? Why did my wife die of cancer? Why did I lose my job? Why didn't I get that promotion? Why was my baby born with mental illness? And we're not gonna know on this side of eternity the answer to those why questions. You're just not gonna know. Life does not make sense when you just look at it. Bad people prosper, good people suffer, and all kinds of different things happen. You know, in my grieving, I'm not just grieving, but I'm observing my own grief because I'm a teacher. And as I looked at what I was going through, I could see six discernible stages of reaction to loss. You want to write these down because you're going to go through them, and you can go through them all at once, and you can go back and forth. But here are the stages what I call the six stages of loss. Now, the first one is shock. Shock. And that your world is just thrown upside down. You lose your job, you're in shock. A loved one dies, you're in shock. The shock over Matthew's suicide lasted not days. It lasted at least a month in my life. At least a month. And I was in shock for a month. But then you move to stage two, which I call sorrow. You move from shock to sorrow, and now you begin to grieve. Now, sorrow is a godly emotion. Shock is a purely human emotion. God is never shocked because God knows everything. So God never goes, wow, didn't see that one coming. So God is never shocked. That's a human emotion. But sorrow is a godly emotion. The Bible says God grieves. The only reason you're able to grieve is because you're made in the image of God. The Bible says Jesus wept. The Bible says Jesus was a man acquainted with sorrows. He understood sorrow. Grieving is a good thing. Grieving is the way we get through the transitions of life. Then you move from shock to sorrow, and the third stage is struggle. Now, in struggle is where you ask the why questions. Why? Why? Why me? Why now? Why this? Why did this happen? And all? Now, you're not going to get the answers to the whys, but it's still okay to ask them. Even Jesus asked why. On the cross, Jesus cries out, my God, why? Even Jesus asked the why question. Because we don't always know what's going on in that moment. So it's okay to ask why. But the test of your faith is, what do you do when you don't get the answer? Because you're not going to get it. The fourth phrase is, if you want to get out of the struggle into peace, you've got to go to stage four, which I call surrender. And in surrender, it's where you just stop asking and start submitting and start surrendering and start accepting. Surrender is the only path to peace. It is the only path to peace. And you just say, you know what? I'm gonna give it up. I'm gonna give it up. Then you come to stage five. This is a big Bible word, but it's the word sanctification. Sanctification is when God starts bringing good out of bad, when God starts making changes in you, when your personality, when your character starts being transformed like the metamorphosis of a caterpillar into a butterfly. Sanctification is when God makes you more godly. Now, you're never going to be God. You're never going to be a God, not even a little God. People say, you know, New Age movement says, you're a God. Oh, really? If you're a God, why don't you solve all the world's problems? You can't even solve your own. You're not a God. You're not even a mini-me God. But you can become godly, where you become more like God in love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, all those qualities, the fruit of the Spirit. And then once you get into the sanctification where God is working on you, then you come to stage six, which is service. And it's this. God wants to take your greatest pain and turn it into your life message. He wants to use your mess for a message. He wants to use your test for a testimony. He wants to take the thing that you're most embarrassed about, that you're most ashamed of, that you most regret hadn't happened, and he wants to use it for good in the lives of others. Who can better help someone, parents of a Down syndrome child, than parents who had a Down syndrome child? Who could better help somebody struggling with an addiction than somebody who struggled with an addiction? The very thing you want to least talk about is the very thing God wants to use most in your life to help other people. Your ministry comes out of your pain. Now, in the next 6 weeks, we're going to look at each of these stages individually, in detail. But what I want you to get today is this one concept. No matter what stage you're in, you're not in it by yourself. You're not alone. God is with you, and God loves you. And that's why we can have peace, even when life doesn't make sense, because God is with me, and God loves me. You're not going to go through any of these stages on your own. There are over 6,000 promises in the Bible. Let me just show you a few of them. The first one is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. God says this, "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you pass through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned up. It will not consume you. Somebody asked Kay about 2 weeks after Matthew died, how are you doing? She said, we're devastated but not destroyed. It will not consume you. It will not consume. You know, for 27 years, I prayed every day that God would heal the mental illness of my son because he lived a very tortured, painful life. His life was not a happy life. It was a painful life. And yet that prayer was never answered. And it didn't make sense. We went to the best doctors in the nation. We had the best medications. We had the best therapies. We had prayer. We had healing. We had thousands, tens of thousands of people praying. And just, it didn't make sense. We had an incredibly strong family, deeply loving, supportive, full of faith, strong family. It just didn't make sense. And I remember after Matthew died, writing in my journal, I would rather walk with God with none of my questions answered than to walk through life without him and know all the answers. Why? Because when in pain, explanations don't help. They don't help. You see, whenever you have a major loss, your tendency is to immediately look for a cause, a reason, or an explanation. You go, why? I got to figure this out. Why did she leave me? Why did I lose my job? Why did I get cancer? Why? And you're looking for an explanation. Friends, explanations don't help. You don't need an explanation. You need God. You need the comfort of God. You need the presence of God. If Kay were to drop dead tomorrow and I knew the reason, it wouldn't lessen the pain any bit. So stop looking for an explanation. Stop looking for the why. It's not going to make you feel any better. You don't need an explanation. You need God. You need his presence. Now, one day you're going to understand why everything happens, but right now your brain isn't big enough and neither is mine. God has not promised to give you an explanation for why everything happens in the world. But he has promised you're not going to go through anything on your own. Look at this next verse. Hebrews 13:5. This is God talking, I will never leave you and I will never abandon you. He says this over and over and over again from Genesis to the end of the Bible, all the scriptures. God says, I will never abandon you. Now, you may have been abandoned in life by a spouse or a parent. Maybe you've been rejected. But God's never going to abandon you. God is never going to reject you. You see, when we're going through intense pain like the pain I've been in, we are tempted to think that God has forgotten us. It is impossible for God to forget you. He created you as an object of his love. You were made to be loved by God. In fact, here's what the Bible says. Isaiah 49, verse 15. God says this, can a mother forget the baby at her breast or a child that she has born? The answer is obviously no. No woman could not be nursing a baby and forget the baby at the same time. He said, obviously not. He said, even if that were possible, I will never forget you. Look, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Now look up here. God says, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands, so I can't forget you. A lot of people get tattoos to remember somebody they love. God has a tattoo of you. I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Where did he get that tattoo? On the cross. With nails pierced hands, outstretched arms, he said, this is how much I love you. I love you this much. I love you so much it hurts. I love you so much I'd rather die than live without you. I love you so much, this is how much. Sacrifice. In heaven, no one's gonna have any scars except Jesus. And he's gonna have the hands, the feet, the side, the head. Why? Because he wants to always remember, this is how much I love you. It is impossible for God to forget how much he loves you. And so we know that no matter how We don't understand what's going on in our lives. We do know this. I don't have the solutions. I don't have the answers. I don't have the reasons. I don't have the explanations. But I do have the presence of God. And I do have His love in my life.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, life can sometimes be challenging, isolating, and painful. Do you or someone you know need a powerful encouragement right now? Then let me tell you about The Journey Toward Hope. This guided Bible study book takes you on a journey to discover the five truths about who you are. You are loved. You have a purpose. You belong. You have a choice. And you are needed. This full-color vegan leather study tool is filled with scriptures, prayers, exercises, spaces to journal, and personal stories to help you uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and teach you how to maintain and bolster that hope for a lifetime. We'll send you your very own copy of Journey Toward Hope when you give a gift today to Daily Hope to take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And be sure to let us know what station you heard us on. Thanks so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to introduce you to David, who, despite living with depression, is learning to take his attention off himself and put it on others. David wrote me this. Hey, Pastor Rick, I've been listening to your sermons via podcast almost daily for 3 years now. I can't begin to tell you the growth that I've had in my spiritual life by you choosing a life of service. I hope my story will be an encouragement to you and to others. I've struggled for years through depression. Yesterday, I was feeling down after recently experiencing depression again and going through medication changes. Instead of choosing my go-to late-night TV show to drown out my thoughts, I made a decision to turn to God by watching your interview, Lessons from Pastor Rick's Life. Your words made me realize how self-centered my prayers and life have been for quite some time. I've been wasting the hurt of depression on myself by focusing on all my prayers and my energy on me. I confess this, and I ask for forgiveness and the wisdom to recognize who needs help around me and also having the courage to act. The next morning, I woke up to a text from an old friend who I had left behind in a haze of depression 10 years ago. Now, that text was confrontational, unlike so many of people who are suffering from depression. They know it's easy to avoid these kind of things. Then everything I had prayed the night before hit me. I told him everything, and I asked for forgiveness, and it was given. And he explained that he, too, suffers from depression and had thought about suicide. He thought he was all alone and no one cared. What started out as an angry text turned into a great hour-long conversation. During our goodbyes, he expressed how talking with him meant the world. I even cried. Who thought a depressed guy who felt no emotion for so long could cry tears of joy? Not me. Rick, your words about courage and never wasting a hurt helped me stand up to what I felt was a giant problem and turn it into an answered prayer. I won't ever waste this hurt again, David. Well, David, I'm thrilled to hear how God is helping you use your hurt to help others. That's the way God intends for it to be. God is so faithful to take our pain and make something useful from it. So keep your eyes focused on the Lord and keep your eyes focused on the needs of other people. God bless you, David.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.